VoiceAmerica.com.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
All right, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I want to just thank every single one of you out there for all of the amazing support that you have provided. We are just so thrilled about all of the people that have tuned in and are tuning into the show. I want to give a big shout out for all of the folks that stopped in and checked us out at one of the largest women's events in the country this weekend, the Northwest Women's Show, and people had come from all over the country. And I want to just say thank you for stopping by and sharing your stories. Today's show is one of those shows that will really change your life. This is an amazing conversation for me. I have been on this journey in terms of health and wellness, and I've been blown away by some of the folks that I've gotten to talk to over the past couple of years. One of those such people is Dr. Scott Lynch. And what I want to say about this, when you go into his office, there is a sign over the door right as you walk through, right before you actually get into the main facility, that he's put up there, and the sign says abundance. Now, what does that mean? When you go to a physician, that's probably not a sign that you see over a door. But listen to this so you get a flavor for what he's about. When you look at his website, and we'll talk about that in a minute, you're immediately drawn to a statement that says, wellness always, all year. Wellness is much more than being free of illness. It's the sum of six different aspects of our lives creating true balance: physical, intellectual, occupational, emotional, social, and spiritual. And this is what Dr. Scott Lynch represents and believes, and what he shares with all of the people that come through his door. A little information about him: graduated from State University in New York and from Life University with a doctorate of a chiropractic degree. And he has been a full-time at least in two offices with Crown Hill Chiropractic. And so he represents the Pacific Northwest in this holistic approach to healing. He's traveled all over the world. He's traveled to missions in the Dominican Republic and Panama. And what he's done is offered complimentary chiropractic care to people that just wouldn't otherwise be able to afford it. And so here we are today with him on the verge of a conversation that talks about wholeness, wellness, and a phenomenal approach to what we need to do to live the lives we want to live. And so here he is today joining us, Dr. Scott Lynch. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Oh, thank you very much for having me, Dr. Pat. That was a wonderful intro, and I'm excited to be here to discuss our topics today.
Well, let's start off by just letting people know about a topic that you and I have talked about quite a bit, and that is the changing nature of chiropractic. But on one hand, hasn't changed a lot.
Right, exactly. Chiropractic was discovered in 1895, and in the beginning, it was really about finding where there was stress to the nervous system as regarding the spine, and seeing if any of the spinal bones had shifted from their normal healthy alignment and was preventing that perfect flow of life and energy through the body. And over the years, it's changed, and we found that one of the positive side effects of getting adjusted was that your back pain would go away, or your shoulder pain, or your health would return to 100% of that vital capacity. And so with marketing over the years, chiropractors have really pigeonholed ourselves into this philosophy that we help with back pain, neck pain, crick's aches, and little strains, as opposed to the true principle, which is really making sure that the nervous system is filled with energy, flowing perfectly from brain to body, and making sure that our body can then communicate properly with the brain and allow every cell in our and within us to heal and stay vitalistic for a lifetime, and to really prevent disease rather than to correct it once it's there.
Well, this is really a far cry from what a lot of us grew up with understanding. As a matter of fact, I ran into some people this weekend, and we were talking about the amazing service that you provide, and folks were just blown away to really see that there is a new paradigm for this. And in their minds, it's not just going to the chiropractor and getting your back cracked, so to speak.
Exactly.
And you've studied with John DeMartini, who opens all of my shows with that fabulous statement, and he sets the stage.
Absolutely.
And we're talking about lifestyle. We're talking about a whole way of being.
And that's one thing that I've loved about Dr. DeMartini is the fact that when he started teaching other chiropractors to return to the original principles, this is really what he stands for, and all his work has really shown this, is the fact that we have to be focusing on the mind, the body, and the spirit, and also to make sure our structure is sound so mind, body, and spirit can fully express themselves and in a congruent manner and to maintain health. And when I last worked with Dr. DeMartini, one of the statements he said is that 97%, and research shows, and he has all the research, 97% of the diseases that we see in America today are preventable. And that's 99% of those diseases are caused by stressors, whether it's physical, chemical, or emotional. And so when we start to look at this, if we can really clear people out nervous system-wise and make sure that they're healthy, then we start working on these other aspects. There's no limitation to healing, health, and wellness, but we have to make those choices, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
That is what we're going to talk about today, and we're also going to talk about a fabulous partnership that you have with Eric Lasker, and we're going to be talking about his book. Let me just give our listeners a taste of this. The book is The 100-Year Lifestyle, and the reason that we're pointing to this is because there's a question here that Dr. Scott Lynch, my guest today, really zooms in on. This is what he works with people on. The question here around the 100-year lifestyle is, if you knew you'd live to be 100, how would you change your life? If you knew you'd live to be 100, how would you change your life? Isn't that an incredible question?
And what a powerful, powerful question. And that is a question I've been asking people week after week since I'm talking with the folks at the 100-year lifestyle, is that when you ask individuals that, it's like a light goes on of, I haven't even thought about that. And we really have to be thinking about that, because people are living longer, and we really want that quality of life to be 100% of that potential. And we really want people to stay strong and healthy. And so we have to start thinking now, if we were 100, how would we live our lifestyle now, and what would it take? And that's what we really want to zone in on today and really clarify.
And there's some brand new research we're going to talk about as well.
Absolutely.
Now, let's give people a flavor for the different aspects of how you work and why this conversation goes beyond a traditional paradigm. I mean, this really is a conversation that not only breaks through the whole health issue, but there is a spiritual, there is an emotional aspect to this. And, you know, you use a wellness wheel in your practice.
Correct.
And when people come through the door, it's really more of a conversation of how do you want to live your life. And I'd love for you to share that, because this is what's really important now. People are really looking for more than a diagnosis. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of our main paradigms in our office is quality questions bring quality results. And so really it's the power of the questions. When we ask individuals, what are you trying to do with your health right now? That's the number one. So chiropractors, we've been classic at trying to get people to change when we want them to change rather than they're ready to change. And so, and a lot of people do that. And so we ask them, what do you want to do with your health? What do you want your life to be like? What are some of your goals? And then we have people start to identify some of those. We also work on their emotional through our Peak Living program, which we'll discuss maybe a bit later, is that we have to work on the emotions to make sure that those are reducing stressors. The stress response, once again, has to deal with emotional stressors, physical stressors, or chemical stressors. And you have to think about this. You're either toxic, deficient, or sufficient in each one of those. Let me go through that again. toxic, deficient, or sufficient. You may be toxic in emotional patterns due to poor relationships. We may be deficient that we're not actually getting out there socially, or we may feel that, okay, you know what, my social patterns and my emotional health is completely sufficient and healthy. And then we look at your physical fitness as far as how your body moves and changes. And then we look at your chemicals as far as what you're putting in your body, what you're ingesting, and you're either, once again, toxic, deficient, or sufficient. And once we identify where those patterns are, we can begin to make those changes, all the while working on your nervous system, making sure that the brain and body are communicating properly so we can restore back to 100% health. And that's where the power comes in. If we just adjust you, you will get results. But if we adjust you and then we start working on those patterns that are causing ill health, poor disease, or those 97% of the health problems that we have are preventable, it's because of our choices. And when we start making quality questions and making quality choices, then we get quality results and we can radically change our paradigm on health.
Well, this is what we're talking about today, and we're sharing with people because, you know, so much of this is to really create a new conversation about health and well-being. And Dr. Scott Lynch is my guest today, and he has been taking this powerful message out into the world. He is also a regular on my weekly show, KKNW, 1150 a.m., and I'm on that station 11 to noon, Monday through Friday. If you go to the website, thedrpatshow.com, lots of information about that. But the reason that the conversation today is so important is we're going to be touching upon new research that demonstrates a very significant part of our healing process and our health and wellness system that is simply breaking down for so many people. Now, earlier you mentioned the Peak Living Program, and
yes.
I really think you should just give folks an idea about that, because this program is something where many people can tap into regardless of where they live. I know you're going to be offering a number of teleseminars on this, and I think it's worth mentioning this program for a bit here before we go to break.
Okay. Well, the Peak Living Program is something that we've designed over the last 5 to 7 years with great mentors like Dr. DeMartini and Dr. Plasker and Dr. Ben Lerner. And we've identified that when we look at people's emotional patterns, once again, their physical fitness patterns, their nutritional patterns, and their stress management, that we find that they're generally lacking, they're either toxic or deficient in one of those areas. And so we found that people get amazing results with the chiropractic because of how focused we are and how loving our staff members are, and it really helps people expand and heal. But we found that people kept coming in with same or similar problems. And so the Peak Living Program is a 10-month to 12-month training where we have in-office programs, or I like the way you say on-campus programs, and we do teleseminars where we will have presenters on, specialists in their field, I should say, presenting over the phone and in the office, discussing physical fitness, mindset, emotional reprogramming, breaking down barriers and resetting the bar, time management and stress-free productivity. And then we start to help people become empowered, because we have found that folks have really disempowered themselves over the last 15 to 20 years on what their potential is. And so when we start to identify those, we help them break down those barriers, we help them reset the bar, and really achieve the life of their dreams. And so, once again, our office is really focused on reducing stress to the nervous system, but the main focus of our office is to have people really achieve their dreams, and I like the way you say this, live full out, have this wonderful lifestyle. And we're one of the only programs that I do know that addresses mind and body and gives them particular action steps to really break through.
All right, we're going to take a short break right now. When we come back, we're going to share some amazing new research, something that will change your life, with Dr. Scott Lynch. When we come back from this short break, get ready for an exciting segment that we've prepared for you, brand new stress response research. This is something that everyone out there, if you're thinking I'm a little stressed out right now, if you're thinking how is my day going to go, you're going to want to listen to this segment. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
The authority in Internet Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Do you know why there's so much publicity about stem cells? Well, they are the building blocks of our health, the foundation for your everyday healthy renewal. Would you like to harness the power of your own stem cells and increase their production by up to 70%? There is now available a revolutionary science to help your body's natural renewal system. The producers are so confident that you'll feel the difference for yourself, they're offering a week's supply for only $9.95. Just visit AdultStemCellNutrition.com. That's AdultStemCellNutrition.com.
Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey Mary, it's been a while. What have you been up to?
Hey Jim, guess what I'm doing now? I'm helping people stop smoking for a living.
Really? Are you making a good living doing that?
Jim, I'm making $500 an hour.
No way. Only top doctors and lawyers make that much.
Yep, I love it. I'm saving lives, and you know what? Instead of studying for a 4-year college degree, I did a 4-day training.
Could I do this?
If I could do it, anyone can do it. Just give Smoke Free International a call at 1-800-305-9129. They'll send you an information pack.
It can't be that easy.
I've never done anything easier or more fun. Smoke Free International is a company that has helped thousands of people become non-smokers all over the world. Their success rate is about 95%. You can call them at 1-800-305-9129.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Just give them a call at 1-800-305-9129 and get started on a whole new life and career.
Would you like one of the most rewarding sales jobs of your life? The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into the number one radio show to live by. The Dr. Pat Show is hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, please submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. Again, that's pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in your community and the world.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. And as I said before, you know, this is a very important conversation, and we really do want to take your questions because we've had more questions about segments that we've done with Dr. Lynch than many, many of my guests. And because we're approaching this from a holistic point of view, if you've got questions, as we've said, 866-472-5788. 866-472-5788. Give us a shout, and we'd love to take your questions. We were talking about the adrenal system. We were talking about some new research that has just been released, and Dr. Scott Lynch is my guest today. If you want to find out more about his work, go to his website, which is drdrlynch.com. Did I get that right?
It's Dr. Scott Lynch.
Dr. Scott Lynch.
Yes.
That's it. Dr. Scott Lynch, L-Y-N-C-H. And check it out. But we're here to share some breakthrough research with you. And as a researcher, Dr. Scott, this is important information. And really, it's all part of the solution rather than just building on the problem, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's the key, is what you just said, Dr. Pat, is the fact that we are really empowering people to make proper choices for themselves and for whatever their goals and dreams and mission are. And so when we can break down this illusion of poor health patterns being something out of our control, really the light bulb comes on for everybody and they can start to prepare themselves to live for 30, 40, 50 more years. Now, before the break, we started discussing the stress response. And I'm going to go through a couple statistics again. Is once again, 97% of our chronic diseases that we see in America are preventable, and they're caused by lifestyle choices. Now, with that in mind, is the stress response is the number one cause of disease in America. And let me take you through what the stress response is. The stress response is when we have physical, chemical, or emotional stressors. And let me give you a physical stressor. Inactivity, overweight as far as obesity, physical stressors are poor foods. Emotional stressors are, you know, money issues, social issues, chemical stressors, our medications, vaccines, and processed foods. And if you identify each one of those factors, everybody has stress. It's something Bernie Siegel said it, 15 years ago. You can't get away from stress. All you can do is help your body and mind prepare better to deal with the stress. So the stress response puts us in what's called adaptive physiology. Adaptive physiology is when our body lights up with energy and we're on high alert. It's called the fight or flight response. It's if you, for example, somebody cuts you off on the road, or if one day you walk to your bank and all of a sudden they tell you, for example, somebody's drained your bank account, whatever that happened to somebody in our office the other day, that's a fight or flight response. That is a complete emotional stress. It's also a physical stress. No matter what we do, mind, body, or nutrition or chemically, it creates the same system of adaptation in our body where we go into high alert, which means the nerve system gets agitated and irritated.
Let me ask you a question on this,
yeah.
Dr. Scott, because
yeah.
this is such an important point, and you and I have talked so much about it. We are now experiencing, and this is a question for you, different levels of stress. It used to be when the original flight and fight response was that, as cave people, dinosaurs were chasing us, and,
yes.
We were afraid we were going to get eaten up. Now,
yeah.
In a different sense, we're being chased by the demons of our own mind.
Correct.
In the hustle and bustle and worrying about, am I going to pay my bills? Worrying about, am I going to do this interview right? Haven't we created a whole new, a whole new conglomerate, so to speak, of new stressors, and we don't even realize they're stressing us.
Exactly. And if you look at countries and different, like, indigenous countries still, like I was in Panama and Dominican Republic and some of the small villages, they have different stresses, so they don't have the disease processes we have. And so you're 100% right. The response neurologically and physiologically and in our body is exactly the same as it was during the hunters and gatherers, but they would allow themselves to decompress. Okay, I work all day, I move my body, I eat healthy foods, I don't have a lot of stresses because I'm not looking at a clock to punch out, I'm not sitting in traffic, I'm not watching the news. Now, we've done that, and you're 100% right, that we've created this whole new conglomerate of stresses, and stresses have become more consistent and persistent in everybody's lives. And so if we don't prepare our mind-body, to deal with these stressors, then as a result, we are going to break down at some point and form ill health patterns. They know the stress response causes systemic or full-body inflammation. That's so if you get cut, your body starts to heal right away. It also causes anxiety. That's that agitated feeling that we have when something happens that's really bad, or we have a perception of it being bad, where we stay kind of, our body feels really tight and contracted, but we're filled with energy. They've done research at the University of San Francisco where they found that the brain would be lit up with energy, but the body would be robbed of energy when people are in this fight or flight stage consistently. So your brain is active, but your body's fatigued. We know that it starts to drain the adrenals. Basically, it zaps the energy because our major energy source for is adrenal function. And if the adrenals aren't producing the chemicals because they become fatigued, it's called adrenal fatigue, what happens is we can never feel energetic. We always feel like, oh, I'm a little tired today, I'm a little stressed, I just don't feel 100%. It zaps our healing potential. It changes your blood pressure, causes high blood pressure. It fatigues the pancreas and leads to diabetes. It causes high cholesterol in the blood system because cholesterol is a building block for tissue repair. So if we identify those factors and we say stress physiology is consistent, if we're not dealing with it properly, our adrenals will fatigue. Our heart will begin to change function, we'll have higher cholesterol, greater chance of diabetes, we won't rest as well. As a result, if you put all those in a bowl and mix it all up, we have poor health.
Well, and let me ask you about something else, because I'm really struck by this, and you and I have talked about this before, but even what's going on in the environment, let me give you an example. I know that I have just been made aware of the huge amounts of electromagnetic energy that I surround myself with every day. I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about, our friends right here at Voice America, the folks that are pushing the buttons right now during the commercials, our buddies Ruben and company, and
right.
They're surrounded by electromagnetic fields all day long. Last night I was so struck by this in a pre-record with Olivia Newton-John, and about every 20 minutes in the conversation or 15 minutes, the feedback mechanism would totally blow on the board, and this huge sound would come through. And now we have cities going completely wireless. How does this fit in?
Well, that's a stressor that we haven't even really begun to evaluate yet. But there's a lot of information coming out, especially from Denmark and Sweden regarding electromagnetic problems, and they are finding that's a whole new stressor. We can add that in besides emotional, physical, and chemical. We can put electromagnetic, and that is something they had a research scientist on TV the other day talking about computer syndrome, and it talks about what happens to your eyes, and they don't know why your eyes fatigue. They just know that your eyes begin to break down when you're staring at computers all day. And that's a system that I don't know much about, but I do know that if you're around that, then you have to make sure you remove your body from that often. You also need to make sure that you're getting proper nutrition in your body, that you're doing some relaxation work. And then often we recommend that people that do a lot of computer work because we take care of a lot of people that sit at Microsoft and do a lot of great work for them. We recommend they do detoxes about once a year. And we have them do the master cleanse because we know that they got to detox those cells because we're not sure what the long-term effects of electromagnetic contact are. We just know that they can't be good because the gentleman who did, Emoto? The gentleman
yes,
who did the water?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, when
that's
he put,
right.
When he put the water molecules next to a cell phone or a TV, they broke down.
Yeah, so I mean, if that's not enough evidence for us to kind of sit up and pay attention, I don't know what is.
Exactly. And that puts us into a stress stage again. So now we're looking at adding another stressor into the loop, knowing that it leads to more emotional stress, physical stress, and as a result, it causes our bodies to fatigue. Now we have to identify, once that occurs, what are the proper ways to actually change that? Well, to create sufficiency in the way we think, eat, and move. And so when I say sufficiency, it means that we have to move our bodies daily. We have to decrease processed foods. I had a woman come into my office, an example yesterday. She said, I haven't been eating that well because I've been eating what the kids have been eating.
And that with struck, her own kids.
What, yeah, exactly. And that struck me.
That's scary.
That's scary, exactly, is that we put more thought into making sure that our kids and our family members like the food rather than the health behind the food.
Wow.
So myself, Dr. Chad Nelson out of Woodinville, are now creating a family's manual on changing the way we think, eat, and move because we have to start affecting children. And when children start making healthy choices, we make healthy choices as adults. So let me get back to the stress response real quick.
Well, let's take a short break.
Okay.
And when we come back from the break, we're going to get right into this because the whole idea about the adrenals is so important that I want to make sure that we take a really good time to really go through this because part of this is not just talking about the problem. We've got some solutions for everyone out there today, some very specific solutions. And when we come back, we'll be talking more with Dr. Scott Lynch and more about how this is working right now and what you can do today to look at that 100-year lifestyle. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
The powerhouse of Internet Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you ready to kick your life up a notch? Tired of just surviving? The award-winning Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, is your way to living the life you want without regrets, without limitations. This empowering, inspirational show with dynamic host Dr. Pat Basile will leave you shouting, "Yes, I can." Dr. Pat is a master career and belief coach, dynamic seminar leader, and creator of Crust Busting. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show on AM 1150 KKNW, Monday through Friday, 11 to noon, and worldwide on www.thedrpatshow.com.
Releasing the past and stepping fully into the present is now easier than imagined. Hi, I'm Sue Neufeld Ellis of QuantumHealing.us. Dr. Pat and I will be teaming up to give you many powerful ways to open the door to an extraordinary life. Tune in and discover how, starting February 15th. For more information and to receive 25 tips to reduce your stress, visit quantumhealing.us.
What would your life be like if you were outrageously joyful? If you have never even considered outrageous joy, then don't miss the Dr. Pat Show with Life Empowerment Coach, Tara Crete, author of the ebook Living a Life with Zero Regrets, 5 Radical Ways to Be Outrageously Joyful. Tara will show you how to change your life in her dynamic 4-week teleclass series starting in March. Log on to innergood.com. That's innergood.com for your outrageous joy.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm here with Dr. Scott Lynch, and he is the director of Crown Hill Chiropractic and much more. His work expands multiple continents in that his main idea of what this is like for him, what his mission is to help people see their way back to health and wellness. And so he's here with us today. We're talking about your whole life living and this idea of the 100-year lifestyle, what that would be like, and how now we're learning about different aspects of our bodies, different aspects of our lifestyles that we can take action and change right now. He is also the founder of the Peak Living Program, and we've mentioned that. We'll get some information in terms of how you all can find out more about it. Thank you for joining the show today, Dr. Scott Lynch. This is an amazing conversation, and you come with such a wealth of knowledge. Thank you for sharing this with our listeners.
Thank you for actually having me, because this is really, really important, I believe, for people to once again to become empowered and to really become knowledgeable about these processes. One thing that I thought was interesting, Carolyn Miss was just in town up here.
Yes.
And her whole idea, which I thought was beautiful, was the fact is creating clarity again. It's to help people be clear and to really understand that, okay, when they become clear, they can become of greater service to our community and to the world. And that's really what the program is about today.
It is about being clear. And she has been the spark for so many people. And, you know, you think to yourself, is anybody really listening? Is anybody really picking this up? But you will be amazed that the people that are listening to today's show that will decide to take an action, and an action that will help them in their lives. And the kinds of things we're talking about, Dr. Scott, don't have to be this enormous, let's eat the entire, elephant right here.
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's the way we tend to, at least in this country, approach things, all or nothing. And we don't have to do that.
Yeah, exactly. And once we help people understand a bit more, I do encourage everybody to make one little action step towards that greater goal. And so, once again, as we talk about transitioning steps from a gentleman that we did some research with, is transition steps are you create one action step to bring you closer to a state of balance, harmony, and sufficiency per day, per week, and then over time, when you are ready, you start to remove any things that are toxic. And so today, we're going to give you a roadmap, and the destination is health and wellness. No matter where you're starting, everybody requires the same basic core fundamentals of health and wellness. And so today, the roadmap is going to start with what the stress response does, then some action steps to make the change, and knowing that once you keep moving forward, health and wellness will be yours for that 100-year lifestyle. So the question really today is, if you have great health, how do you protect it? The second question is, if you have anxiety, fatigue, diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, heart disease, poor health, any of the chronic diseases we're seeing today, we even have a boy with autism that we're putting on this program, is we have to start evaluating the way we think, eat, and move. Okay? Very simple ideas. With our thoughts, we have to make sure that we not live in this whole world of, oh, okay, the life is grand and everything's perfect, but just to be authentic and understand that we have to keep our inspiration moving forward and we have to be motivated. We also have to work on our rest patterns. If anybody wants to email me or call me, I will send them an article on sleep that I just wrote last week. And really, because they estimate 65% of the people in America are under-rested. When I say under-rested, it doesn't mean they don't get enough sleep. It's just they feel that they don't get enough rest. And so we will be able to get that to individuals. We also have to move our bodies daily. We have designed a program called Full Range Movement Patterns that take individuals from a stress physiology to complete relaxation within 7 minutes, okay? A 7-minute routine to bring you back to health and harmony, and then we have to evaluate our nutrition. Decreasing processed foods, increasing our intake of proteins and carbohydrates and healthy nutrients. From a chiropractic standpoint, we're going to go through this whole, and then we'll talk about them specifically.
Great.
Is that if you have a subluxation or spinal misalignment, and everybody knows what a dimmer switch is in a house where you can turn down the light and get it more dim, or you can turn it on full blast and bright, everywhere you have a spinal misalignment, and the chiropractor is the only ones that can correct and detect these things, is that you have a dimmer switch turned on. So if that dimmer switch is down to your adrenals and you have a subluxation, you're going to have decreased immune capacity.
Let's talk a minute about the magnitude of this, because when you and I talked about this, this is what blew me away.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, we like to think large, all right? So
absolutely.
When we think about the spinal cord and we think about a misalignment, I would love for you to share the degree of misalignment that we're talking about, because we tend to think large. So when people think, oh, you know, my spine's misaligned, they think, oh, my goodness, you know, I must have this huge, you know, disconnect going on back there. But we're not talking about this. You've given me some numbers on misalignment that blew me away and what they mean.
Absolutely. So let's a step forward here is that the reason we mentioned chiropractic last is because if you think well, eat well, move well, but you have subluxation, those dimmer switches, you will never have optimal health. And that's the reason that we start with what's called foundational health, which is clearing the nerve system, and then we work on the other aspects. You have to have 30% of the nerve compressed to have any pain at all, which means your body can only be functioning at 70% at that level to have any pain. So with that in mind is you can be functioning at 80% of your vital capacity and not have any pain or symptoms, which is why the neurologic assessments that we do in our office and in other offices throughout the country that we can refer people to use these specific tools that say you have neurologic stress here. It's not causing complete damage yet, but we can correct it. If you have stress in the upper cervical area, the top two bones in your neck, it can affect the way we breathe, the way we think. It'll affect the nerves that go to our ears, eyes, and sinuses. We had a little boy in yesterday who had ear infections. I checked his atlas. One adjustment, mom called later, fever broke, and he was no longer scratching his ear. Was it the adjustment? Well, with the power in his body waiting to be released to heal him, okay? So the nerves that go in the mid-back will affect your digestive tract, your immune system. And they found over patients who had been under chiropractic care for 5 years or more, and I want you everybody to hear this, they had a 400%, not 40%, 400% greater immune capacity, which means their immune competence was greater, their internal organ function was better, their health and wellness was better, they got sick less. And this is actual research from 1997 that said 400% greater immune capacity. And that is huge. And how we identify that is they had stress to the nerve system, it got corrected, their body innately and genetically programmed to return to normal health and wellness, then they identified where those stressors were in their lives, started to correct those just like what we do, and next thing you know is people were not getting sick. Not getting sick means they had energy, they didn't get flus and colds, they didn't have diabetes, they didn't have anxiety, they restored their blood pressure. All these things turned back on when given the opportunity to return back to health.
So we were talking about the adrenals in the context of this, and one of the things that you said that is so important is that when we're used to thinking about chiropractic, and thanks to you, thanks to DeMartini, thanks to Eric Pearl, you know, we're changing, thanks to Dr. Wilson, and, you know, we're changing the landscape of this so that people understand that this isn't just about my aching back.
Right.
This is about one of the most powerful systems we have in our body, which is the nervous system, and how to make sure that that is at optimal operation. Is that correct?
That is 100% correct. And if you have those stresses in your spine, and the nerves that come out of your spine control the health of your adrenals, the nerves that come out of your spine control the health of your kidneys, your liver, your spleen, and your pancreas. And so, folks, since fatigue is such a boon right now where everybody feels fatigued, let's identify the adrenals. I know you had Dr. Wilson on who discussed a lot of good information. We have found, and research shows, that if you have that dimmer switch turned, if you have that subluxation, that stress to the nerve, the adrenal will not function properly. It actually will never function properly until that stress is removed. Dr. Henry Windsor did autopsies on people, dogs, and cats, because we all have the very same physiology as far as neurologic input, and found that if you have stressed those nerves over 90% of the time, the adrenals, the liver, and the pancreas would begin to malfunction. And so with that in mind, is if we start getting those nerves adjusted and the spine adjusted and the energy moving again, your body will begin to heal. Now, that's not it, though, because they have found 100% of the time that if you have adrenal fatigue, you have to change your nutritional patterns. 100% of the time. This isn't a little, okay, I should do this. Once again, we're giving you a roadmap, and the roadmap is nerve system, stress reduced, change your nutritional patterns, exercise regularly, and your adrenals will restore back to normal function because there is no limitation to healing when given a sufficient environment.
We're talking about people making changes here, and what I love about what you talked about is the fact that we can make small changes today. So when we say to people, you have to exercise, there are many people that know they have to exercise, and they just are not doing it.
Right.
They're just not doing it. And whether it's difficult to start, whether it's difficult to find time in the day, whatever the reason is, more and more people know that they have to exercise but are blown away. Do you think part of that is this idea that we think that the exercise program has to be 24/7, this killer workout? What seems to be the problem with getting people to kind of get off the couch?
There are two main reasons that I think people don't exercise or don't follow through on the habits they know are proper for health and wellness. One of them, it seems overwhelming. It's either you want to be 100% perfect or don't do it at all. And that's something that has really been brought into our society over the years, the fact that if you're not going to do it right, don't do it at all. And right really is not the answer. It's what is right for your lifestyle. The second factor is they don't have the proper links. And I know these are probably things you discuss with your clients. Through our Peak Living program, the number one thing we do is anybody who wants to start, we do a consultation on the phone or in office, and we create linking factors with them. And linking factors are, why is it important for you to get out there and move your body and exercise every day? Most people say, well, I want to feel a little bit better. Well, we take it full circle and explain and help them understand how exercising will improve their health, it'll improve their relationships, it'll improve their financial mastery. And as soon as they have 11 compelling reasons why exercise is important, they're more apt to follow through. The second factor is sometimes people exercise and don't feel that great afterwards. It's sore. And so we have to identify what are proper exercises for these individuals, which is why we always start simple, which is, full range movement patterns. Move every joint in your body twice a day. It takes 7 minutes. It's fun to do. We had a woman come in with polymyalgia, which is every joint and muscle in her body has been in pain for a year and a half. We have her doing these full range movement patterns. She feels terrible, but she's laughing for the first time in a year. That's a phase of healing. And so when we can identify what is necessary, what is the sufficient step, people will do the exercises. They just need to be linked in and explained why it's going to improve their health and then make those conscious choices behind it.
All right, when we come back, we're going to take a short break, more with Dr. Scott Lynch. We're going to get into this whole aspect of the adrenal system, of what each and every one of us can do. I want to make sure you have his website, drscottlynch.com, LYNCH.com. And if you want to listen to programs that he has done with me, there's a full range of programs. We've covered an enormous amount of material today. If you want to get some additional background material, especially on the Peak Living program, you can get that through my website. And very simply, go to the drpatshow.com, do a search on Lynch, L-Y-N-C-H, and he will come up with all of his programs and his profile. And this is how we provide you with leading-edge breakthrough information. When we come back, more with Dr. Scott Lynch, more with how each and every one of us can tap in to that 100-year lifestyle. We'll be right back.
Listen wherever, whenever, VoiceAmerica.com.
Hello, this is James
host of Dr. Pat Show. She has got one of the leading edge shows for thought leaders, forward-thinking people like you on the planet. Make sure you stay plugged in. I certainly do, and I'm really, really excited about the opportunity to share information with you. And I'm doing a program called The Secret of Attracting True Wealth all around the country. Go to harmonicwealth.com and find out when I'm going to be in your area, and I'll look forward to meeting you face-to-face. Have a phenomenal day and live an inspired life.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm excited about a breakthrough technique that will help you shed years of stuck energy. Energy that is stuck creates three basic corresponding feelings or emotions: bad, sad, or mad. The Simone Zone is like a water purification unit for our polluted energy. And once that energy is reclaimed, we are able to reframe it and use it to achieve our goals and desires more quickly and easily than ever before. Visit thesimonezone.com and try this free technique for yourself.
NLP provides a system of knowledge and values along with procedures and tools for the purpose of empowering your life and the life of others. When you learn how to practice NLP, you become capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Anything. Join the Empowerment Partnership as they present the Accelerated NLP Practitioner Training in Seattle, Washington, October 7th through the 13th. Call 800-800-MIND or go to NLP.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And, you know, I have to tell you, my guest today, Dr. Scott Lynch, has really opened my eyes in a lot of ways. I've been so tuned in to different parts of stress that I wasn't aware of before, because a lot of our day-to-day that we do, we don't look at it as stress because we're so pumped up. We're used to, you know, coming out of the gate right from the get-go in the morning, getting out the door, and just our day is jam-packed one thing after another. And we don't realize the kind of stress that really taps into our everyday operation. We've gotten so accustomed to it. So this show is really about stepping back and taking a look at health and well-being and knowing that there are simple things that we can do to create a shift right now. Dr. Scott Lynch, my guest today, has been all over the world helping people understand this. He has reached out. He is part of a phenomenal network of chiropractors that believe in the philosophy of mind-body-spirit integration. And so this is a breakthrough in healing. Thank you for joining us today.
And once again, thank you for having me. I'm excited for the last portion because this is really about bringing home everything we've discussed so far. It's the final leg of the roadmap, that kind of last little exit to get to where we want to be. And the last aspect I want to talk about is three fundamentals we need to do to maintain good health. Very simple. We have to have proper structure in our body, meaning our nerve system has to be free of interference. If anybody, any of the listeners anywhere in the country, or really worldwide is more difficult, but at least in the United States and Canada, we can guarantee that we can send you to an office close to you that will be able to provide this same paradigm and the same practices of making sure the nerve system is clear as interference so you can maintain good health and actually expand your health to really be, you know, live, as Dr. Pat says, live full out, have this wonderful lifestyle. And so, once again, is if you do need help from a chiropractor, don't hesitate to call me at 206-782-8800 or visit our website at drscottlynch.com and email me directly, and we'll give you some names of chiropractors locally that can really help identify where there's stress in the nerve system, where the communication is being shut down, and ways to actually maximize your health.
Well, and you know, this is one of these aspects of reaching out and being part of a healing community.
Yes.
and really helping people to take action in their lives. What is the first thing that you suggest for people that are listening to the show that may be a little overwhelmed right now, especially with the conversation on the adrenal system?
Mm-hmm.
What's the one or two things you could say to them today to get them started?
There's one question I want to ask everybody that's listening. do you have the health you desire? If the answer is no, then I recommend first we get your structure checked by a chiropractor. Number two is if you have any anxiety, high blood pressure, fatigue, adrenal fatigue, high blood pressure, to start to evaluate how we can do that. Well, how to improve that, I should say, is, once again, is we have to get exercise, because exercise is a generator for our body. It generates energy in the organs. It generates healing potential. It increases communication, and it puts us into a relaxation state. With that in mind is full-range movement patterns are awesome. Moving your body, dancing around, getting energy flowing, getting a chiropractic adjustment has actually been shown to stimulate the relaxation pathways, to reduce stress, to decrease inflammation, to improve nerve system flow and health from within, and nutritionally. Nutrition is one of those things that really that's a week-long seminar that we can do, but in reality is identify these nutritional habits. Do you eat lots of processed foods? If the answer is yes, add two vegetables to each meal every day, and that'll begin to change your nutritional program. You can visit us at the Peak Living Forum, that's peakliving.com, to see if there's any classes that you want to attend, both in Seattle or nationwide. We can, once again, put you into an office that'll offer these programs. But the last question is energy enhancers and energy leaks. This is something that that individuals should take the time to do. Take a piece of paper. On the left, you write down your energy enhancers. On the right, you write down energy leaks. Energy leaks are poor sleep patterns, unhealthy nutrition, poor exercise patterns, high stress environments. On the other side, energy enhancers. Energy enhancers are exercise, chiropractic care, proper sleep patterns, good emotional health patterns in the social setting, good rest, anything that you think really builds on your health. And you make a list, and over 2 days, you list all the energy enhancers and energy leaks. If your energy leaks outweigh your energy enhancers, you must start to make change today, because your body and your mind and your spirit will begin to not thrive, and it'll begin to slow, and as a result, you will have fatigue. The last aspect is, what are we doing and what are our goals? Is to identify one health goal we want to have to achieve this 100-year lifestyle. What do we want to be like when we're in our 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 100s? What do we want our health to be like? If you want it to be good, if you see that there's potential for you to live that long and to be healthy, well, then let's start to make a change today, and that is energy enhancers and energy leaks. Get your spine checked. Make sure you just get out and walk and move your body. Make sure that nutritionally you're making the proper choices. And if you have a problem with the linking factors, and that's the number one reason people don't eat well, think well, or move well, hook up with an office near you, call me, email me, and we'll try to create some of those leaks with you to really inspire you to step forward and be healthy.
Well, and what I want to say about this is, we're blowing away sort of the myth around this that, chiropractic, the kind of wellness thing is only for a select few people that, are enlightened and have stepped up into the health and wellness arena. This is just bull. And the reason that we want to say this is for every one of us. We talked about the 100-year lifestyle. Now, if you think that this is something that's only for a handful of people, forget it. If you check that book out or take a look at Dr. Eric Plasker's work, his testimonial is by one of the most popular pop singers, R&B singers of our time, Usher. And so here you now have this amazing work being looked at and supported by people, celebrities, that are absolutely clear. I mean, it's not just a borderline testimonial. It's when you have somebody like Usher coming to the table and saying, for the past 5 years, Dr. Plasker has been a key member of my healthcare team. Look at what we're talking about, Dr. Scott Lynch, all part of this 100-year lifestyle initiative. This is breakthrough. Thank you, Dr. Scott Lynch. What do you want to say in closing? What's your personal message to everyone?
Is that change is possible, and if we identify that we want to make changes, to really find people that can help you. And in reality, there's no limitation to healing, health, and wellness. And the potential is there. We just got to create the proper environment and action steps.
All right. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you all next time here. And be on the lookout for my interview with Olivia Newton-John. Much more with Dr. Scott Lynch. Make yourselves a fabulous day.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Tuesday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.